Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig it.
Stop, right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
Hey, man, it's April 1st, man.
Time flies. Yeah. Can't believe it.
Hey, man, it's April 1st. The sun is shining. The warmth is not there yet, but I can officially say it, Calvin. We're done with winter.
Yeah, we hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Well, you threw in that hopefully, and it's unfortunate, but I was watching the news and weather, and they said, well, if we can get through this week, you know, 50s on the horizon, and we should be able to, you know, stay around the 40s and 50s. I'm looking for a little bit warmer than that, but anyway, it's April 1st. What can you expect? You know, I want to say it's also Monday, which means Motown Mondays, and you're going to be able to hear some of the greatest Motown songs of all times. I'm from that era, and I just relish having the opportunity for the entire show to play those great Motown hits. I don't even have to dust them off because I still listen to them so regularly. So anyway, I want to get to a very special guest that I have on. We're going to have a great conversation this morning, Miss Christiane Lefferts. Good morning to you, Miss Lefferts. She is the author of many books. Her latest book is Who Stole Your Star? Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Well, we're going to have a great conversation. You have to understand, you're down in Florida, and we're celebrating, you know, 40 degrees.
Well, I used to be a northern girl, so I totally understand.
Yeah, and we're celebrating 40 degrees. But anyway.
Yeah, I grew up in North Dakota. So
oh, wow.
I totally get it.
It had to be.
Yeah.
North Dakota.
They're
probably celebrating 30 degrees in North Dakota. but anyway, we are going to talk about something called PSYOPs. And, you know, I'm looking at the different definitions of PSYOPs, the use of cyber operations to directly attack and influence the attitudes and behaviors of people. PSYOPs are operations to convey selected information and indicators to audiences to influence their motives and objective reasoning and ultimately the behavior of governments, organizations, groups, and large foreign powers. There's something going on in our nation. It's been going on for quite some time. And so PSYOPs, you know, why PSYOPs? Why is that important to you?
Well, I think this is a fascinating comment. When I wrote my book, Who Stole Your Star, it's all about being part of this multi-generational story. And so often we look at life in the here and now and in the present, and we forget that we're part of a line, like a saga or a trilogy. And as things move forward and we become complacent in our generation and we don't rise up against the things that have been working, they will just continue to grow. And the problems we're dealing with today are things that have been planted and growing from decade to decade. Now, with that said, full disclosure, I am a minister and I am a spiritual person. I've worked with people coming out of institutions, behavioral hospitals, out of trafficking, out of about every type of situation you can possibly imagine for the last decade plus. And what I'm finding over and over and over has been that people's souls are literally.
I don't know. Are you still there? Did we lose you? All right, Kevin, I think she's probably going to call back, or you can give her a call back and see if we can get a better line. But again, Miss Christian Lefferts, we're going to have a great conversation this morning. I think it is clearly a conversation that is long overdue. Whatever your perspective is, whatever your religious persuasion is, it doesn't matter. It is the same reality. There's something going on in this nation that is poisonous to the souls and hearts and minds of people. And politics is just one of those things. And so we don't realize, I think, in many instances, exactly what that is and what's taking place. And, you know, it's why I think it's important that we have this conversation with Miss Lefferts this morning. She's back. Welcome back, Miss Lefferts.
Yeah, a little technical distance.
That's okay. You know, well, the PSYOPs are working on things. But go ahead.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm a spiritual person, so I do believe there's a printing power of the airways as well that tries to disrupt the messages that we're bringing forward. So with that, I wanted to kind of highlight that coming through and seeing people in all of these different situations, you know, there are some truths that ring forward. There is a massive assault on people's psyches everywhere we turn, from the music they listen to nowadays to the things that they see. And spiritually, I tell people to guard their gateways to their soul. Their gateways are their five senses, you know, your sight, your smell, your touch. These are the things you listen to. There's a frequency world that we tune into. And I think one of the biggest culprits comes straight out of media, Hollywood. Now, I want to touch on that for a moment because it's so powerful. And, you know, the truth oftentimes lies in the etymology of our words and what words have been chosen to describe things. And if we stop being busy in our life and we just pause for a moment, we can start looking at the obvious in front of us. Now, Hollywood itself resides in the city of what they call the City of Angels, but I believe it's the City of Fallen Angels. Hollywood is actually a wood that makes the wand for a wizard. And as they bring forward a message, they broadcast the message. And the word media comes from medium. They place programs on the air, and we watch it on a television. So they're telling a vision for us to believe. Now, you know, so much information comes over that medium, and they call it casting. They have a cast, a staff, but their staff is a cast. And, you know, we're so quick to believe everything that comes over that tube that we stop even having critical thinking.
So Ms. Lefferts.
Meanwhile.
Go ahead. Finish your point.
Yes.
Finish your point.
Well, meanwhile, you know, we've kind of taken our eye off of what's going on all around us, because, you know, we're looking for forces to take care of things that are our responsibility as living in this generation. Every generation fights the Antichrist spirit of
tyranny. So Ms. Lefferts.
We shouldn't be fighting each other.
So, Ms. Lefferts, we can talk about Hollywood, but Hollywood is there because at the root of it is money. And so money and things are at the root of all of those things. If there was no money involved in Hollywood, I don't believe Hollywood would even be what it is. Our love for that and lust and desire for money and things, I believe, are at the root of the issues that we deal with on a daily basis.
Correct. The love of money, not money itself, but it's the love of money, is the root of all evil. You're spot on. And because I'll touch on the money system as well. But if we believe that we are fighting against principalities, powers, and wickedness in high places, and that the battle isn't carnal, but it's spiritual, then we have to understand that there's an enemy beyond what we see visibly around us.
So let me, like
we don't see our soul,
but
we have a soul.
So hang on a second. Hang on a second. Yeah. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Christy Ann Lefferts. She's here to talk about her book, Who Stole Your Star? And we're going to have a broad-ranging discussion about what is happening with our nation, with the people of our nation, and the changes that have been taking place in our nation. Long overdue. I'm excited to have her on. Again, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. Motown Monday edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. My guest is Christy Ann Lefferts. She's written a book, Who Stole Your Star? And, you know, I just wanted to say, Ms. Lefferts, when you look at where we are, you know, yesterday, this past weekend was the Christian Holy Time. Good Friday, Easter. And those things, when I was a child, you know, it was, you know, very powerful. I talked about this last Friday. When I was a kid, things shut down on Good Friday, at least during, you know, from noon to two or something like that. And you don't see those things anymore. There are less people who call themselves Christians. There are less people who call themselves practicing Muslims. less people who are involved and engaged spiritually in anything. The world has changed, and I would venture to say not for the better. People certainly have more access to technology than ever before, but there's something that has happened to the soul and the hearts and the minds of people and, you know, all over the world. And so when you say, who stole your star, and you're speaking from the perspective of what?
Yeah, I'm speaking to the perspective of missing your destiny. So many people feel like they have missed their purpose, missed their destiny. They're losing hope. And mental illness and depression, anxiety,
right.
These issues that are more than mental issues, they're issues of the heart. You know, scripturally it says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. Well, if you feel inherently that you've missed your purpose for this life, you've missed what you were put on this earth to do, what we refer to as your destiny, and you've sidetracked the legacy in your multi-generational story, there's a spiritual component, because we are spirit, soul, and body, that will mourn. And I believe that that's what's happening with people. And they're waking up, and they want to have their destiny back. And they're waking up, and they're finding themselves in a matrix of oppression, depression everywhere. And part of that is what we call the PSYOP, the psychological operation that has been really attacking the soul of people. Because, as you alluded to, money is at the heart of everything. And we have had a very corrupt financial system for a very long time. And it's a system that has been planted in a lie based off of falsehood. There's nothing that backs the dollar. It's called fiat currency. We were taken off of gold and silver a long time ago. And, you know, what we live in, the taxation goes up every year. We've been programmed to accept things like inflation, and everything costs more every year, and turning up the taxation on the people. Meanwhile, the people with money, they buy the resources, they buy land, they buy the hard assets with their fiat money, because they know that that's true wealth. Meanwhile, the people, the multi-generational farmers, are having to sell theirs out to corporations. And the etymology of the word corporation is corpse, a dead thing, a heartless thing. And so people are waking up, and they're realizing, you know, you could have been the descendant of a family farm, but no longer could your family afford the taxation on the land, for example.
So
you were forced to sell out.
So when money is your God.
That's just an example.
Yeah, but so when money is your God.
Right.
There can be no correlation between that and the spirit and spirituality. And so you talked about people, you know, not knowing their purpose. People live on this planet and leave this planet and every day and never know what their gifts and what their purposes are and were and their talents, because if there isn't some dollar signs at the end of it, people aren't going to respect the people for their talents and gifts, because they don't have this, you know, money. And so when you talk about all these different things that you're talking about, and the fact that in this world, that value to me is unfortunately more valuable than the soul of human beings. And that's kind of what's wrong with this nation and with the entire world, because they value money and things more than they do human beings. And how can that make any sense? In a spiritual reality, how can that make any sense?
No, it really, it doesn't, but it's an age-old problem. Even if we look at the wisest man that was ever to have lived, which was King Solomon, he laments about the wise man that goes out and saves the city, and yet he's despised because he's poor, because he didn't chase the things of this world.
Right.
You know? And we have to realize, and this is where, as a nation, and we keep going back to this being programmed, that we're living in this era where we have allowed authorities to come over the airways and program us. And they're not telling us who we are as a people, what our identity, collective identity is. They're not telling us things of positivity, love, to bring about good brothership, fellowship, and brotherhood. They're telling us all the things to divide us. And divided, you know, there isn't a nation. If we don't have an idea of who we are as a people, what we stand for as a people, then there is complete anarchy in society.
So
that's what's been happening, and I'm a student of history. And there's in the Civil War.
So hang on. I need you to hang on. 844-967-2789 is the number. On a Motown Monday, we have on the line Miss Christiane Lefferts. She has written a book, Who Stole Your Star? We'll come to you on the phones after news, weather, and sports.
Make it all alone. Remember, no one is big enough to go it alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurt and pain of losing a love you can never regain.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, Fabulous Four Tops. My guest is Miss Christiane Lefferts, and she has written a book, Who Stole Your Star? And we're talking really about the spiritual darkness that exists in the world and in our nation and all the different issues that we are dealing with. You know, you constantly hear about the mental illness that exists. I was, and before I go to the phone lines, I was at a conversation with a psychologist who said to me that for every psychologist, there are 400 children who need to have counseling and therapists for everyone licensed psychologists. Just try to think on that for a second. That's what's happening in this country and in this world. And at the root of it, there's some sinister things, and we're going to kind of have some dialogue about that with my guest this morning. Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom, thank you for the call. You say what?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We must get money out of politics as well. I agree with what she is saying in some ways. However, when it comes to Hollywood, myself who lives in Los Angeles, Hollywood originally was all about entertainment and making money, yes, but it was about entertainment. It was about the world of fantasy. It was about the world that kind of took people out of their everyday lives. I think reality TV has completely destroyed Hollywood. I think that reality TV makes it where now there isn't that fantasy aspect of it, and we actually have reality show hosts and things like this that actually become part of our everyday world and become, you know, even some become president. You know, so I do agree with her in terms of what Hollywood may have become. However, you know, it's real easy. All you got to do is go to a couple different scriptures. You know, it says in the Bible that beware of the false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but in inwardly they are ravenly wolves. Also, look at the first commandment. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not have strange gods before me. I look at the people that actually would follow a messenger, any messenger, off a cliff instead of looking at their message, but actually following the messenger. I look at that as a complete against the first commandment. And I think that's a real problem because the commandments are there. So we wouldn't have chaos in the world, in my opinion. Also, you know what? Just go back to the seven deadly sins. Seven deadly sins are pride, lust, greed, envy, sloth, wrath, gluttony.
So Tom.
That fits in.
I know, but Tom, so, and I would say this to my guest as well, you know, there are different beliefs in this nation and in the world, and Christianity is one. And when we speak almost in absolute terms of Christianity and what it says, I mean, I don't think that we can dismiss the other religions and their beliefs because at the root of all of this is a spiritual decay. And so, you know, I personally, and we live in a nation that, you know, opens the door to all religions and all religious beliefs. So when we speak in absolute terms about Christianity, I think, you know, we should be careful. Thank you very much for the call. Ms. Lefferts.
Yes.
Your response to Tom.
Oh, I absolutely agree. As I told you that, you know, I've worked with all of these people that have come out of different situations, trafficking being one that's been absolutely horrendous, and kind of gotten to see a lot of the underbelly of society and how participating or not by necessarily that they wanted to, but by force or addiction, they participated in things that really altered their soul, their perception, their ability to distinguish what's real and what's not real. But I do want to get back to a couple different points that he talked about. And one of the things he was talking about, the seven deadly sins, which in every religion are pretty much, you know, the same. They recognize evil for evil. And you can't disguise evil. Now, when dealing with a subject such as lust and jealousy and envy, scripturally it says jealousy is as a spirit of murder, because it's a power, it's a spirit behind a power base where it's unquenchable. Power is unquenchable. It's an antichrist spirit. We would call it in Christianity. And it also preys off of the lust of the eyes, and jealousy can pit one person against another. But all of these things are because that, you know, we're looking at the carnal and the temporal, and we're not developing inside our emotional IQ, which we call an EQ, is becoming very low as a society. And that's not just Hollywood's problem. That's, you know, us as parents, we've allowed our children to be raised by the school districts. And, you know, there's been a systemic problem of a hands-off approach.
So,
and
So I would like for us to focus a little bit more on, we see our society headed in the wrong direction. I'm in total agreement with you on that. The concern for our fellow man is not what it once was. I mean, you know, there are people who complain about food stamps, children. People are suffering. Wealthiest nation on earth, there's not enough food to eat. The elderly are struggling to survive, and we don't see a lot of compassion from people in the nation. We are quick to point the finger at those who don't measure up as being weak, and people are looking for handouts, and all of those different things and all of those different aspects of, I think, the society lay ruin to what the society can be and should be, because after it's all said and done, all of us are the same. And the only thing that separates us, unfortunately, is finances. And, you know, in the end, you know, we can talk about our racial differences and all of those different things, but those things really don't matter a whole hill of beans, because we live, we die the same. But the one thing that stands out more than even those differences, male and female, is this whole thing about money. And so to me, that's the root of it. And so if we look at people, we are better than somebody because of the amount of money we have. And so that's the part of the psyops, I think. And this continues to be spread. So people spend their entire lives trying to secure as much of that as they can, and, you know, leave out the aspects of interacting with other human beings based on the fact that we're human beings and we're on this planet for a short period of time.
Right. I mean, basically, it's an uphill battle. It's an uphill struggle, because when you have inflation outpacing our ability to earn, then you have this new creation called a side hustle. Well, when you're doing a side hustle, now you have less time for your kids because you're chasing the cheese to try to put it on the table. So it's a cycle, and we all have been enslaved with it. And I tell people, you know, because like I said, I'm a student of history. I really do and enjoy researching history, because, and that's one of the things that have been really pushed aside in our schools. But if we don't understand the patterns that man has fallen into over and over and over, we're living a cycle of rinse and repeat. The enemy has no new tricks. He only repeats. And if we can't recognize them, we could spend our whole life repeating the same cycle, which is what my book is about, Who Stole Your Star, as a generation before us, but even worse. And I'm about, you know, wanting to see people break free from those cycles, those bondages that bring anxiety and depression and hopelessness.
So your generation, so your generation and my generation aren't going to break the cycle, because we're locked into it.
I believe mine will. I declare and decree. That mine will, and because that's part of my spiritual makeup. God only needs a remnant, and I am a spiritual person, because we're made spirit, soul, and body.
Well, so
and
let me.
Soul is what.
So let me ask you, because I mean, you know, I don't know your age, but I know mine, and I know that my generation is not going to break that cycle. And so, you know, and my son's generation, they're in their 40s, mid-40s. I almost don't believe their generation will break the cycle either, because, you know, that's the cycle that they've been born into. Maybe down the road, maybe Generation Z's or others may be able to break that cycle, but we're locked into this. And, you know, there are less and less people inclined spiritually. So I don't know what makes you think that, you know, since there are less and less people inclined spiritually, that the cycle is going to be broken.
Because God only needs a remnant. he does his best work with a remnant, because faith is the substance of things hoped for but not yet seen. So if we have faith and we believe and we stand in it, that's all he needs.
You know,
and when he goes to war, you know, like the war where he had Gideon go ahead and take only 300 men when he could have went with thousands, because that's how in you know, my spirituality works.
So do you think there's been a lack of faith?
God, who's a God of the impossible.
So are you telling me there's been a lack of faith in the generations prior to yours?
I don't know if I can say there's been a lack of faith, but there's been complacency. Sometimes if we don't see the wicked and the evil that's growing beneath us, kind of like mold behind the sheetrock.
Yeah, but that's...
we don't know it exists.
So I guess the reason I'm pushing back is because those things have existed historically. And you know, these things didn't just occur. They've been around, and they're just getting worse. And so what I was looking to see from you is something, you know, that points to something that's happened or is going to happen is going to change it. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. My guess is Christiane Lefferts. She wrote the book, Who Stole Your Star? 844-967-2789 is the number.
They'll tell you a story of sadness, a story too hard to believe. They'll tell you the loneliest one is me. Just my story. Ask me. I'm the
Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, the greatest Motown hits. You know, my guest again is Christiane Lefferts. She has written a book called Who Stole Your Star? So, you know, Ms. Lefferts, as we, you know, start wrapping up, so what do you foresee? You know, I mean, you know, how... What's going to happen that is going to change the trajectory? We're, right now, politically, you see what's going on. We are in a dogfight where people are hearing all sorts of things. They don't know what to believe. And their lives are determined, or the future of their lives are determined based on what they're hearing, you know, on the airwaves, and many of those things they're hearing are just not true.
Mm-hmm.
So
very true.
So how do they get beyond that?
Well, you got to consider, are you outer directed or inner directed? Are you going to be directed by the world outside of you, or are you going to put on and really develop that inner fortitude and rise up? We can't allow the school district to raise our kids anymore. We can't allow the TV to tell our vision about how we're going to treat one another, what we're going to think about one another. You know, we have to decide who we are as a family in this multi-generational story. Every generation is given a spirit of an antichrist and tyranny to come up against. Ours has just gotten way more technically advanced than anything that has happened to generations before us. But I have faith in people. I have faith in God. I believe he only needs a remnant. I'm one of those praying remnant soldiers. And as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord, and I'll get down on my knees, and I'll intercede for this country. And more of us have to humble ourselves to do that and intercede for this country each other.
So, you know, you can say those things, and, you know, And that's good. It's good to know that there are people who have faith in those types of things. But, you know, we're going further and further down the hill. And so, you know, I think it's going to require, you know, something major. We've got people who right now are torn between Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And so there are people who are willing to dismiss and other human beings, other Americans, and totally dismiss them based on the fact that they're in love with an individual man who apparently acts as if he's God himself, the Almighty himself. And as blasphemous as that is, there are people who still are willing to, you know, buy that. You know, I mean, I was reading an article this morning about people saying, well, you know, at least Donald Trump is trying to sell a Bible. We've never seen Joe Biden try to sell one. Well, what is that? You know, if we've come so far down the road that we can't see what that is and what that means and how far we've fallen, then, you know, the church is open every day and there are people praying every day, but things seem to be getting worse.
Well, I first of all, I'm not advocating the corporate structure 501c3 of church. I'm advocating the ecclesia, which is the people to come back into covenant with God. And there's been a lot of blood spilled of our forefathers, some people have lost their children and sons, in the belief, in faith, that freedom will prevail. Now, Joe Biden or Donald Trump does not hold my salvation, my answer. So what I can tell you, though, is I believe God is using the conflict for a mighty exposure in this time. And darkness hates light. And so I welcome the light. I welcome the light in the darkness and exposure. So, but I, honestly, it's up to each one of us to decide, you know, what we're going to do, how we're going to honor the commitments that we've made in life, the vows we've made in life, and those that have gone before us, and decide as a people who we are. Are we the ones that are going to just be money grubbing, that are going to sabotage one another as if there's no consequences coming back into our life? Listen, when I did prison ministry, even the inmates would call it karma. They knew what Christians call it, sowing and reaping. They knew that, you know, the spirit that we've had pitted one against another, that gets nowhere. That just has one person sabotaging another, and everybody misses their destiny. We have a commonality as a nation, and we need to come together as a nation, and we need to decide, you know, hey, what do we stand for? What do we want? Who do we want our kids being taught and raised by?
Hey Christian, I hate to tell you, but the nation is not going to come together. We're further and further apart. And as you stated, the psyops and what people see on television is not leading people to come together. It's pulling people even further and further apart. The internet is not bringing people together. It's pushing people further and further apart. So, you know, it's great that you have faith, but, you know, I'm just looking at what I see.
Yeah. But I always say that, you know, and in scripturally it says it's always darkness before before the light. And I just believe that our nation is going to end up prevailing on the other side.
Well, thank you very much. Really enjoyed the conversation. All right, so what we're going to do on the other side of this is I'm going to talk about how to be a better grandparent. You know, it's really an important role, and I think more so than ever before. 844-967-2789. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.